This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate amongst their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. in exchange for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. Now, we were talking about this idea that a negative COVID test could be your ticket to all of the greatest festivals and concerts in 2021. And we could talk more about that.
I'd be much more interested in having people test for STDs at a festival.
Right? But first, let's do
your
what we
risk
do.
Is much higher with the
let's do what we do here on Free Talk Live, and let's go to some of your calls and your thoughts. We have Bonnie in San Antonio. Bonnie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so I hate to call in like disagreeing with something that you guys said, because like I'm a libertarian and I've been a libertarian since 2016. I pretty much agree with like everything you guys said or say, but the other day, Gene, the Christian anarchist, called, and it was Ian, the captain, and Mark, and he was saying, like, let's not ruin Jeffrey Epstein's life or whatever, calling him a pedophile, because the dictionary definition of a pedophile is somebody, like, prepubescent. And I was kind of triggered by the stuff you guys were saying about that.
Oh, no. In what way?
I hate that word, but, well,
trigger.
For one thing, I think that you can be prepubescent and be older than 14. I know a girl that went to my high school. She didn't get her period until she was 18.
Right, yeah, that's what we call late bloomers. Yep.
And then also just like, I have experience, like I'm 24 now, but I have experience being a 13-year-old girl. And just, like, it's so much different. The thought of sex is so much different for a 13-year-old girl than a 13-year-old boy. And I just, like,
how do you know
really
that?
Well, just because of being a girl and just, like, knowing other girls, I know that, like, girls don't, like, just want sex, like, the same way boys do.
That's certainly a myth, a very popular myth. I don't know if it's actually true.
I guess I don't understand how you could know what it's like for a boy.
Well, most...
Oh, well, I'm just assuming... Oh, sorry. Well, I'm assuming most boys would like sex at 13.
I can say for sure that most 13-year-old girls, when I was 13... didn't want sex as much as I did because I kept asking them to have sex with me and they wouldn't do it. I found a 23-year-old who would, though, and I'm very grateful that I found her, and anybody who calls her a rapist to my face may feel my hand.
And correct me if I'm wrong, nobody, but I believe the science is settled in that the science says that women nearing more middle age is when they reach their sexual sexual peak.
Well, women do reach their sexual peak later for the most part. And all of right. these things are averages.
Right.
Somewhere there's an asexual 18-year-old boy who by definition, by being asexual, has absolutely no interest in sex.
Right.
And somewhere there's a 13-year-old nymphomaniac girl who wants nothing more than to have sex.
Right.
But averages are averages. The thing that I don't think that we should do is force people to conform to the averages of their race, their gender, right. or even their species.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't everybody be able to make decisions for themselves?
Well, that was another thing I wanted to say, because you guys were saying, like, if it was, like, up to you guys, 14-year-olds would be able to make that decision themselves. But I think if this was, like, a perfect libertarian world, I mean, people would still, like, have, like, parental control over their children. And if somebody was saying, oh, my child can have sex if they want to, and they're 14. I would not do business with that person. I would, like, gag loudly if they were near me. I would just, I don't think it makes it morally okay just because it's not illegal all of a sudden.
Interesting. Well, being legal actually does have absolutely nothing to do with whether or not it's moral. I think you're right. But you pointed out earlier that, 13-year-old girls are not the same as 13-year-old boys. And you pointed out that although a 13-year-old girl might not, on average, want sex, a 13-year-old boy, might want sex under the same, and just he wants to have sex because he's a boy and he's full of testosterone. So do you think that we should force the boys to live by the girls' preferences, or do you think we should force the girls to live by the boys' preferences, or do you think that we should let each individual choose for themselves? Because those are the three options.
No, I don't think so, because I don't think that there needs to be, like, any laws. I still think that, like, the average person agrees and understands that, like, you're literally gross if you're a man having sex with a 13-year-old girl. But honestly, I don't agree that it's disgusting. I mean, I think it's gross and weird, but I don't think it should be illegal for boys to have. I mean, I don't think there should be laws that's, like, hard to have this conversation.
Right.
But I don't think it's I don't think it's as immoral for a boy to have sex at that age. Because, like, the thing is, girls will tell you, like, that they want to have sex with you when they're that age because they want you to love them, and boys just want to have sex. And that's, like, I have been a 13-year-old girl. I've had many 13-year-old friends who have had sex and not had sex.
Well, it just goes to show that morality is subjective.
Well, and that's actually what we call daddy issues, because the bottom line is, in my experience, a girl who will have sex with you because she wants you to love her is a girl who has not experienced good parenting, especially from her father. Her father has probably been distant. Mm-hmm. She did not feel loved by her father, and so she seeks that love from other adult men, which is not necessarily a good idea, because they will tell her that they love her if she will have sex with them.
And I think that it's usually those girls that have sex, and the rest of them are just, like, out playing with dolls because they're literally children.
See, I've known people of both sorts. I mean, I had a girl reach into my computer and rip the video board out of it because I would not stop working on doing my college homework and come and have sex with her. She was an outlier. I also know that that particular girl was enthusiastically sexually active at a very early age. And that was what she wanted to be, and she absolutely would not be deterred from that desire.
She'll find somebody.
And they did her a lot of harm trying to deter her from that desire. So to me, what's creepy is if you're having sex with somebody who's only having sex with you because they want you, but they don't want you. they don't want to, they're doing it only because you want to, then that to me is creepy, no matter who you are, no matter who they are, mm-hmm. and no matter what the situation.
Thanks for the call tonight, Bonnie. We do appreciate it. Yeah, it's I like the individual choice and consent over everything else. The law, in my mind, can take a hike. 855-450-FREE. We've got more Free Talk Live coming right up.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect.
DINOVITE.com.
We've been using DinoVite, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy, a glow and a bounce about him.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, everybody. Yes, we are the live radio talk show call-in program where you can talk about whatever's on your mind. You can talk about what we've been talking about. You can talk about what we talked about last week, last year. It doesn't matter. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And it's nobody.
And we were talking about the possibility of using a negative COVID test as your ticket to festivals and fun in 2021. We can continue talking about that. But first, I wanted to say thank you to our amplifier tonight, and his name is Slim. Slim has found our programming compelling enough that he visited amp.freetalklive.com and chose to become an amplifier of this program, which means he donates a bit of money every month to us. We only ask for $5. You can donate more if you want. And that money goes directly to help us get this program on more radio stations and help spread the voice of freedom, because Lord knows we could use more of that in this world. So, Slim, thank you. If you would like to become an amplifier, again, visit us at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's just go to more of your calls and your thoughts right off the bat. We have Richard calling from Ithaca, New York. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
A great topic with that girl. There was a correlation. Danielle Satel, S-I-T-E-L on Google.
This guy always calls.
Yeah, that's right.
He reads. I think he just reads something.
He just reads a thing. Yeah. It's something about Satel and blah, blah, blah.
That's his name, yeah. And right. he promotes his boring YouTube channel where he just rambles and reads.
Is he still rambling?
I'm sure he is.
No, he's not rambling. Hey, Richard, are you there?
It's toxic. Kids shouldn't be singing about these things. And Danielle Satel, S-I-T-T-E-L.
What's this guy talking about?
I don't know.
He is crazy.
We'll find out. Never.
Well, who isn't these days?
I'm not crazy. Institution.
You're the one who's crazy. Institutionalized. You're driving me crazy. Institutionalized.
Just leave me alone. I'll figure it out myself. Anyway, we're talking
about... All I wanted was a Pepsi. She wouldn't give me one. Just one Pepsi.
Please consider donating a Pepsi to Mike. Mike wanted the Pepsi. We were talking about this guy, Melvin Ben, never trust a man with two first names, somewhere in the UK, who had the idea.
If you haven't seen Repo Man, go see Repo Man. This has been a public service announcement. Sorry, Captain, carry on.
Captain, carry on. Well,
Captain, carry on.
That means I never travel with luggage. I only travel with one suitcase.
Well, unless carry on is spelled C-A-R-R-I-O-N, in which case it means something very different.
Yes, it would, wouldn't it?
For if the sun breeds maggots in a dead dog, there's a god kissing carrion.
This show suddenly became rather metal. Talking about carcasses and all sorts of fun stuff. Well, if only the devil were here.
How do you know he's not?
Well, I'm told that he went down to Georgia.
Oh, if you want to book him, I think you're supposed to call Aria. Isn't she his agent in Keene?
It's true, yeah. Yeah, maybe.
She works for him.
All right. I'll have her leave a message.
Although I guess she doesn't have any cursed items, though, because I asked her.
Well, that doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah, Maybe we'll start a
GoFundMe for her so she can obtain some cursed items.
There you go. There you go.
Anyway, this guy in the UK wants a negative COVID-19 test to be the key to getting you into a show or a festival or a concert or whatever.
I want a positive IQ test to be the...
Do you have an IQ? Yes, you're in. No? Sorry, can't let you in.
Are you positive?
So, what is his plan? His plan is just that, to use a negative test. In England, apparently, current
social... Would you rather be HIV positive or IQ negative?
Would you rather...
HIV positive.
Yeah. Are you certain?
I would pick HIV positive over IQ negative.
Are you certain?
The science is settled on that.
So, you're positive?
Indeed.
Are you HIV positive?
No.
All right. According to the article in England, current
the science has settled on that too.
Social distancing guidelines mean you must not gather in groups of more than six people you do not live with, making events like festivals almost impossible in their current form. In Scotland, public
then you break the law. Ignore it. Do it in a field.
They've been doing
find
that.
Somebody yeah. to play.
There was a piece on Vice News on YouTube the other day, a few weeks ago. They were interviewing a couple of underground party throwers in London, and they had masks on for the interview, and they were talking about throwing parties without, you know, permission, obviously, and they were very well attended, and you know, people aren't social distancing. And the interesting thing was Vice was actually trying to shame these people. Vice, the, you know, sort of lefty, hip publication that has always been in favor of things like drug use and, well, right. Vice, now is shaming people for throwing parties.
You know,
it's just
wow.
so bizarre.
How do you know you're
I
not
hear
free?
They want to put their nuts in a vice.
Yeah, they already are, apparently. Yeah.
Maybe they put their heads in the vice, and that's why they're a little confused.
Yeah, it was really sad.
Well, it's ironic to see Vice virtue signaling.
That's what they're doing, yeah.
Wait, does that mean that Vice went vice versa?
I think it meant that Vice, like all media outlets that are actually intentionally promoted by the powers that be, will say what they're told to say by the deep state.
Can we change that phrase to the powers that is instead of the powers that be?
Well, I don't think it goes
down. It would be the powers that are or the powers that be.
I like the powers that is. It sounds very Camacho.
But powers is plural and is singular. So the powers that is
not grammatically correct.
It are not right the way say it. It are not the right way to say it.
Which is why I want to say it in such a fashion.
It are not right.
I are not going to do that because I are a little autistic about grammar.
But I'm artistic about grammar.
Well, that's your choice.
Well, to come back to Vice, I don't think that the young woman who was their reporter in this particular video was taking marching orders from somebody. I think she buys the propaganda, and she fully believes that these people who are throwing underground parties are putting people in danger, and she told them so. It wasn't it wasn't something that they like put in post-production, like a voiceover saying these people are bad for throwing. She actually criticized them in front of their faces during the interview.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just being like a journalist who doesn't have an opinion, she actually castigated these people.
I actually think that's better because everybody has an opinion, and if you make them lie about that, then you will not have good journalists.
I'm just saying, I think she believes it. She isn't taking, you know, marching orders.
Okay.
I think she buys it.
But why did they publish her story instead of the story of the person who didn't buy it?
Because the science is settled.
The science is settled.
855 453, more Free Talk Live coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seized $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. And you can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Many large U.S. cities, including New York, Philadelphia, and Chicago, are being plagued by a recent surge in shootings and subsequent fatalities, escalating the debate over gun violence, which has disproportionately impacted communities crippled by the coronavirus pandemic. There have been 777 recorded shootings in New York City from January 1st to the end of July, which is more than New York City had in the entire calendar year 2019. More than 240 people have been killed, and more than 1,000 shootings have been recorded thus far in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. And according to statistics released by the Chicago Police Department through the first 7 months of 2020, there have been 440 homicides and 2,240 people shot. A review of crime stats among the nation's top 50 largest cities by the Wall Street Journal found that homicides are up nearly 25% this year. This is USA Radio News. President Donald Trump signed an executive order that expands the use of telehealth and makes permanent the options he provided to help rural areas deal with the pandemic. Telehealth allows patients to see their doctors on the internet through their computer or smartphone. Millions of people have seen a doctor in this manner since the start of the coronavirus emergency in March, as much of the country is sheltered in their homes to reduce transmission. The president said his order ensures that Medicare covers telehealth visits at no additional cost and allows co-pays to be waived. Governor Gavin Newsom said California appears to be getting a grip on the resurgence of coronavirus, though he warned the state is a long way from reopening some of the businesses it shut for a second time last month because of rising infections and hospitalizations. The average weekly number of positive tests is down by 25% to 7,764 from its peak of almost 10,000 a week ago. Hospitalizations, which had recently ballooned by 50%, have also fallen over the last 14 days. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody, to Free Talk Live, the live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you want. You can talk about what we're talking about. You can talk about what somebody else has been talking about. You can talk about something that nobody's talked about. You can talk about something that anybody has yet to talk about.
You decide.
All you have to do is pick up the phone and dial 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And in the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me is...
And I'm Ian.
And I'm the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul. Check me out at electnobody.com. Actually, I haven't put anything up there for quite a while, but I think I'm going to tonight.
So then, yes, please get over there and check out the before and the after.
Yes.
It occurs to me that your former name is also two first names.
It is.
Does that mean I shouldn't trust you?
If you think that, I don't know, draw your own conclusion.
Very well. I will get out.
See if you can find people who have trusted me and regretted it. I think that you will find them thin on the ground, if at all.
I will get out my sketch pad and charcoal pencil and draw a conclusion. We were talking about this idea, this article from BBC.com, where this gentleman with two first names, Melvin Ben, wants a clean coronavirus test to be your ticket to all the major music festivals.
I want not being a coward to be your ticket to all major music festivals. Right. I want to have a coward. I want to have a music festival where the brave people show up and the cowards stay home. And the best time to have one is right now in during the coronavirus season, because all you have to do is have a party and see who shows up.
I think we did that.
You don't have to make any effort.
We actually did that.
Yeah, I guess we do that. Well, we had Fork Fest. We have also the gatherings on Friday.
We did.
In Keene, the nightcap gatherings.
Yeah.
You know, we don't get any cowards there.
That's true.
And I enjoy that.
Yep. I think it was week 18 was last Friday.
Yep. Yeah, I was exhausted, but I was like, no, I have to go out again.
It was fun. They're always fun. I always go every time I go to these, the nightcaps. I go, okay, I'm going to go, and I'm going to stay for no more than 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, two hours go by, and I'm like, okay, I got to go, guys, right? I always end up.
Why would you want to stay only 30 minutes?
I'm old, and I, you know, think I have things to do in the morning, which I usually do, and then I usually shirk them a little bit so I can sleep in
Saturday morning. You know,
plan things on the morning when you have an important ceremonial occasion?
Not only that, but I'm going to be drinking.
Yeah, I mean, just clear your morning, and then you can stay without guilt. Do you have something more important to do than the little bit of partying that you get in every week? Really?
Well, that's why I keep showing up.
Yeah.
Staying longer than I planned.
It's not just his actions,
not his words.
It's a need.
I do show up and I stay.
It's a need to have social contact. It's a
absolutely
need to have people well disposed to you in your life, and to have the support and the comfort of having those people around you sometime.
Man must interact with other carbon-based life forms from time to time in order to maintain sanity. This is a fact. The science is settled.
Mm. Yeah.
So anyway, this Melvin Ben guy who also
I've just settled some science here. Apparently that phrase does become irritating before it becomes convincing.
We don't
need to study that anymore.
Uh-oh.
The science is settled.
I thought you settled some science in your pants and you needed to go change your drawers. Moving on.
Silence! I kill you!
This guy, Melvin Ben, who also heads up Latitude and Download, I believe these are festivals, says every single bit of his turnover for 2020 has been canceled and told Newsbeat it can't happen 2 years on the trot. I think he means in a row. I don't know what on the trot means. I'm not
British slang.
British slang.
I guess when they have the trots, it's not the same as when we have them.
Yes. Under his plan, everybody attending an event will have been tested for COVID-19 within either 7 or 14 days before the event, whichever length of time the government determines is safe.
In my perfect show, you show up according to your judgment and the risks that you are willing to take. Some people are willing to work or to jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
For no apparent reason.
And some people are not. And that's okay.
Right.
Each one is making the choice that they think makes their life most meaningful to them. And I am not in a position to second guess either one.
Referring to his thoughts about whatever the government determines is safe, he says, with that incentive, I think people will be really happy to start being tested. At the moment, there is no incentive to be tested. Right? So he wants the incentive to be tested being allowed into his frickin' festivals.
No, the incentive to be tested should be, I'm having symptoms of something, and something's wrong with me, and I need medical attention. At that point, you should be tested to see what kind of medical attention you need so that you can have the medical attention that you need.
So if you want to go to more than one party,
mm-hmm,
you've got to go and get more than one test.
Right? Sounds like it.
I mean, over time, there's going to be, let's say, a summer full of parties.
7 to 14 days.
Every week, every 2 weeks to go get a fresh test, right?
Whatever the government says, apparently, is best.
No. What we need is a summer concert series that says, I don't care what you think, government.
Oh, absolutely. Or how about just F the government?
F the police.
Yeah. F them all. On any kind of social distancing at large events, Melvin Ben says, it's completely and utterly bonkers. Well, on this particular subject, I agree. It is bonkers. You don't socially distance a rock concert. Come on, dude.
You go and you take the risk. You go and you take the risk because you're not a coward. You go and you take the risk because living for a little while on your feet is better than spending a long time on your knees.
Amen to that. He says, when you consider the atmosphere at raucous live gigs or the reaction to the goal of a football match, that illustrates his point. But Dr. Simon Clark, associate professor in cellular microbiology at the University of Reading, warns that tests don't always pick up the virus in its early stages.
Uh-oh.
We can't know for sure that when you've had a negative test for the virus, you will remain negative for any period of time after,
well,
he says.
Well, if you can't be sure, you better stay home, folks. Can't be out there taking any risks unless you can be sure, and the science says you can't be sure.
How many people do you think died hunting mastodons?
Be very afraid. At least one.
So you've got this other science guy saying, well, no, hold up. You can't be just letting people in with testing.
Right.
You're going to still have to socially distance if you're going to a party.
The science is settled on that.
That's what he said.
He says there's also a window between you being tested and going to the festival. Mm-hmm. You could pick up the virus then as well.
Yep.
Coronavirus spreads when an infected person coughs small droplets packed with the virus into the air, meaning festivals would be a high-risk environment for that to happen.
They must all be banned.
I've done a lot of coughing at festivals.
Ban coughing.
You know,
no more coughing,
but,
everybody.
I've never left one sick, but I've got a hippie immune system in that I go to festivals.
Right.
You know, and so I toughened myself. By doing that, I'm not weak.
One of my favorite drummers that I used to...
If you're weak, stay home.
I used to make music with would joke about... he's like, the reason I don't get sick is because I keep my body polluted with, you know, amazing amounts of everything else that nothing would care ever make me sick. Nothing.
Well, anything that... I mean, the disease that got into my bloodstream most of the time would get disoriented and not even be able to find its way to the organ that it normally destroys.
Indeed. What do you think? Should you be let into concerts based on a clean coronavirus test? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Rolling into our final segment of this Monday night edition. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE as in freedom. If you call now, we may have time to get you in. I wanted to let you all know that Free Talk Live is going to be in Dallas August 6th through 8th. For Mobilize 2020, it's going to be the biggest liberty-oriented networking event this year. It is invitation only, but getting an invitation is easy. Go to yaliberty.org/mobilize and register. I don't think they're requiring any COVID testing. Let's hope not.
Yeah.
Mobilize 2020 in Dallas, August 6th through the 8th, yaliberty.org/mobilize.
I think you just got to pay him. Would be my guess. But yes. I don't know. Maybe it's free. I haven't even looked. It's a good question.
So we've been talking about this guy. What is his plan with using the incentive of a clean COVID test as your ticket into a concert?
His plan is to try to be a rock and roll promoter while also being a pussy. And those two things do not go together. We don't need shows organized by weaklings. We need shows organized for rock and roll.
Here's the bullet points, as pointed out in the article. Customers who want to book an event being advised to get a test and download the NHS Trace app. That's for contact tracing. The test is registered with the app, which then allows you to continue with your booking.
Make sure you get your government tracing app so they know where you are at all times.
Whenever you get a negative test, the app notifies you that you're COVID-19 free, and that becomes a virtual permission slip to attend the event. This is so dystopian, dude.
Yes, it is.
We have to fight back against this by having our own events.
I
feel called.
You show your app and ticket at your event, which allows you entry. Local information about infection rates would be taken into consideration. Melvin Ben doesn't plan to contravene or subvert the government's health position and says his idea would do...
Melvin is a Melvin.
Yeah. Right? He says his idea would do exactly the opposite, which is true.
Exactly. Right? That's why Melvin isn't rock and roll.
This is enhancing the amount of people that would be on the NHS app, says Melvin.
He is doing their bidding.
Yeah. He's explaining to us exactly why it's the wrong thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, he is.
And that is good. He is an example by failure for the world.
Mm. The idea is in its infancy with no specific timings or any rollout estimate on the costs. It's a tough shout, but it's doable because there's an incentive to be tested, he believes. So that is about all of Melvin I can take. We'll post that, of course, if you want to read it.
I think there's a reason that this guy had his underwear pulled up over his head when he was in school. I think he had it coming.
Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. Let's talk to Candy in Ocala. Candy, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hey. What's on my mind is a $600 unemployment thing for a week. Mm-hmm. I live on SSI, mm-hmm. which is kind of a handicapped disability. You know, and I get $783 a month.
Okay.
Now, y'all try to live on $783 a month while people are getting $600 a week on unemployment.
Does I would never try sense? To live off the government.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
I agree.
It is.
Well, there's nothing like people getting angry at each other because they're taking more money from the government, but that's what I hear.
Well, the thing is, I think if you can take money from the government, I mean, it's better than them spending it on war. But the fact is, none of these programs should exist. The amount of them is not the problem. The existence of them is.
Well, unemployment used to be you get a third of what you used to get at work.
Well, it's being forced to buy insurance without being able to do the math and determine whether that insurance is a good deal for you. Mm. So nobody should be forced to spend money on insurance that will not pay for itself.
Agreed.
You should only buy insurance that will benefit you.
Well, this is what, though, sadly, it's come to now, where so many people are on government welfare. And I agree with you, nobody. There's nothing inherently wrong with taking the money. I mean, if they're going to give it to you and you want to jump through the hoops, then
What's inherently wrong is taxation, because that's
no
theft.
Doubt. But now we're in a place where so many people are on the government dole. Now they're getting mad at each other because it's not fair.
Right.
Well, so-and-so's getting more money than I am, and that's not fair. I should get as much money as so-and-so's getting.
Of course it's not fair. You're receiving money from criminals, people who steal it. They are not going to distribute it fairly.
you got Candy laughing.
That's funny.
All right.
So money's coming from criminals, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
They steal it. Taxation is theft.
Washington, D.C. stands for District of Criminals.
What, do you think they're good people in Washington, D.C.?
No. No.
Do you think there's good people in Tallahassee?
I'd like to tell them to see if they can live on $783 a month.
Yeah.
That's probably two dinners for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the people in Tallahassee? Do you think those people are good people?
I think there are good people in Tallahassee. Let me just clarify.
In the state house.
They're just not in government.
Our Governor DeSanto is an idiot. I'm sorry.
Yeah. How about that state legislature? Are they good people?
No.
No. Okay. Well, you can't trust these people.
Yeah. So don't do business with them. Don't give them your money, you know. Gather your friends together, and when they come and try to take your money, fight back, you know. That's what the Founding Fathers did.
Any final thoughts, Candy?
Yeah, I'm having fun.
All right, Candy, we appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in tonight. It's never fair, right? You know?
It can't be fair.
The arbitrary quantities
of money. They're stealing
money
from one group of people, and they're giving it to somebody else. There's no fair way to do that.
Right.
It's like fairly raping somebody. You can't fairly rape someone. I mean, unless they tried to rape you first, I guess. But that even wouldn't make much sense.
Yeah, but it's not really fairly,
Well, the thing is, the argument could be made that if someone attempts to rape me, that that implies consent on their part, even if it doesn't imply consent on mine, because they're trying to have sex with me. So if they're trying to rape me, I can't rape them because by definition they are willing to have sex with me.
The amounts of these, I'm loath to call them benefits from the government, these payouts from the government, have never been fair. Nobody has ever attempted to make them fair, and if they have, they've lied to you.
What's fair is Ben Carson gets, I think it was, who said, Walter Williams, who said, what's fair is that you produce what you can produce, and I produce what I can produce. And you keep what you produce, and I keep what I produce.
Right.
And then, to the extent that I want to do charitable things, and to a great extent I do, then I am free to make my choices as to where my charity goes, to whom my charity goes, because I don't want to give charity to somebody who is out being a crackhead.
Right. Was it Thomas Sowell who said, no one is equal, right? Everybody is so different that it's impossible for anybody to be equal to another person. And even the same man is not equal to himself from day to day.
Sure.
So you can't even be equal to yourself on any given day, minute, week, month, year, whatever it is. So it's impossible for everybody to be equal. Thus, it's impossible for things to be fair.
Well said.
Well, the thing is that it is possible for things to be fair.
Sure, it's possible
because
for things to be equitable.
What's fair is nature. Okay?
I'll give you that.
Fair is nature because nature is completely impartial. The laws of nature are applied without prejudice, without mercy, without malice.
Right.
Okay.
Unlike
and
governments,
so
which is completely unnatural.
That is fair. So here's what you've got. If you sit on a tack, you will bleed from the ass. That's a law. Okay. I stole that from Doug Steinhope, I think.
Stanhope's law? Stanhope's law.
Whoever he was. But great guy. You know, if you fall down, you will get hurt. That's a law.
Mm-hmm.
If you spend your money, you won't have any. That's a law.
Yep.
If you don't earn any money, you won't have any. That's a law. Let the laws of nature and natural consequences fix the world.
I couldn't agree with you more there, Nobody. And you know what's not fair is that we are out of time. That has been our show for today, but we're here 7 days a week. Get our archives over at freetalklive.com. Have a good night, everybody.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.